Are we ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's a special meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Kenyatta Independent School Districts. It is April 3rd at 6:17 p.m. Tony, could you please call roll?
Mrs. Cousins? Here. Mr. Cardona?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez? Here. Mrs. Mendoza? Here. Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Strauss?
Here.
Through the chair.
Yes, sir.
Present board members, there are three items on your chair this evening before we get started. Just want to go over, first of all board members are invited to attend the health insurance RFP process beginning with the health insurance committee. And those meetings are Tuesday and Thursday from 1:30 to 4:30. Traditionally, we do invite the board if any board member wants to come to those, and that's where Randy McGraw will be there sharing about the start of next year's process about the RFP.
Of next year's process?
Well,
RFQ for next
the RFP for next year's.
Okay, the RFPs will take over the summer, but the implementation doesn't take over.
Right, correct. And they're starting with two meetings, and y'all are invited if you'd like to come. Also, the item with the blue half page. I don't know the exact dates. I just know we're starting the process to look for a new vendor if you want to go in that direction. The one with the blue half sheet is the electric company resolution from Isleta that we will be looking at Thursday's committee meeting and Monday's committee meeting for adoption. We've gone to two meetings in Isleta about it. I neglected to put this in the packet this morning, yesterday, but we just received it this morning. So if you want to peruse that for the meeting on Thursday. And then the buff colored sheet, if you'll remember in my goals, we had one goal that we had omitted, and that was the 3% variance on all budgets goal. And the buff sheet is that item. We now have that. And again, apologize, that wasn't in on Friday, but Mr. Gatorade was out of town, but these are the bullet points for that. So as you review that tonight, this is the page. Thank you, President.
Thank
also
you,
want to
Dr.
recognize
Murray.
My wife, Carrie, here tonight. She came to watch the movie. And to take the stress off while you guys are back deliberating, we're going to watch it. What are we watching?
War Horse.
War Horse. I felt that was kind of appropriate.
Dr. Murphy, our first, Tony, could you take us to our new business?
Item 2A is consider adoption of evaluation instrument for annual evaluation of superintendent.
If you guys want to go on back, or do you want to introduce it out here, that's fine.
Yeah.
Out here?
Sure. Do you want to?
Last year we did it in there, but if you want me to do it
does
here.
Does anybody have any preferences?
Does it matter?
Oh, we just need to do the other portion.
The other needs to go away in there, but I figured that
I also have some comments that I'd like to share once you go into closing.
Absolutely. This is just the instrument, though, Dr.
Yes,
Murphy.
Ma'am.
Consider adoption of evaluation instrument for annual evaluation of superintendent.
Oh, correct, the adoption.
That's all this is.
Yes, ma'am. Well, President Searles, board members, on Friday morning, we had a special delivered the packet Friday morning and Friday afternoon. The evaluation document is recommended through TASB and TEA. It is a two-part evaluation process. Part one, which is the blue sheets in your packet, is from TEA through Region 14. Region 14 is the region in Abilene, and they are the designated region by the state to be the clearinghouse for all superintendent evaluation issues. They put together a sample document, which when you read all about it, it says that your district is more than welcome to amend, shorten, change, add, those types of things. Last year, you approved what is in front of you in the blue, and this year is identical to how it was last year. There's no changes at all to it, and it is over 10 domains, everything professional growth and development of the superintendent, leadership of the superintendent, personnel management of the superintendent, on and on and on. If you look at page 6 at the very back, domain 10 has the scores. From the ABIS, the final scores that came in, of course, in November and December. And you're going to see that it's all positive all the way down. One thing I'm particularly proud of here, we can talk about it more, is our completion rate, a 7% gain. That was an interview question that you guys asked me when I became superintendent, and we now have a 7% gain over last year. So that's part one. Part two is the white sheets, similar to last year. It is a locally developed instrument. TASB and TEA recommend that as we use the Region 14 documents from Abilene, that we pair it with a locally developed evaluation based on priority goals of the district. And as you know, and we've moved all the goals into the room, the board conference room, we set 30-odd goals for 2010-11, which we're midstream, and what you have here are the updates as to where we are. Although I wrote a lot of the items that are in here, I did not, it was a lot of work from cabinet and also other staff members regarding the goals. And as I said from the dais, on page 19 at the top, the third goal regarding 3% variance not allowed beyond 3% regarding budgets, it's on your buff colored sheet. So if you just kind of tuck that in the back, when you get to that, you can look at the buff colored sheet. Everything is Likert scaled, 1 through 5, 1 being bad, 5 being fantastic. And you will need to score each item and then sum them and then divide them by the number per domain or per goal, similar to last year. Nothing has changed from last year other than in the locally developed goals because they're new ones.
Doc, if I might, Madam
Chair.
Yes, sir. Looking at some of the goals, like looking at, let's say, page 7, the senior class goals, do we have the 2011, the closeout of those?
No, but you evaluated me on those in August.
Okay.
So I don't have, I could go find them.
That's fine. I guess on the years to come, especially when you have the closeout, just so that way we're able to see the growth that we're actually making in those areas.
Well, I can tell you the closeout, we were 100% on taking the entrance exam. We were 100% on application to college.
And how much applications did we have? And yeah. I mean, we can't really compare because the year, the end of the year hasn't come about, but it would be, I mean, if we were at 1.3 million last year and we're at 1.53 already and we're at in March, then just something that would help us a little
bit. You mean like where we were when y'all did your mid-year evaluation last year? Versus
no.
Last year's goals, and then that way we're able to see for the next year.
For the evidence statements.
Yeah, for the next year, so that way we could see the trend within the 1, 2, 3 years.
Okay.
In other words, let's say on the scholarship question, the goal was to earn 6.5 in scholarships between both. We would see like maybe the first year was at 1 and now we're at 1.3 and this year was at 1.5, next year's at, you know, we're able to see the trend.
Okay.
And just to look at that in the future, not necessarily.
I can't tell you, it's, Mondo, it's interesting you pointed that one out. Number 3 on page 7, I was concerned that we're only at 2.63 million with a goal of 6.5 and it's April. I talked to Jim Fry about this. He just telling me, look, it's going to come in. We've got the applications out. We're going to get a huge slew of them in late April and early May. So he was not worried about that goal.
Most of the deadlines on scholarships actually are like March 1st or March 15th application deadline. So we're not going to see them.
It's not time. It just isn't going to happen. But let's get back to...
So administration presents these evaluation documents in accordance with TASB and TEA regulations, specifically TEA. It is a TEA function, not a TASB function. And Region 14 being clearinghouse, and we offer these to you for your discussion and possible approval.
Dr. Murphy, I do have one question. The agenda item reads, consider adoption of evaluation instrument, but there's no action on here. So, do we need to?
It is an action item. The 2A is an action item.
Maybe because I'm not seeing action on it. It just says consider, and I have it as being 3. Do you have it as 2?
What was the thing that we got in our...
It's adoption of an evaluation.
Okay. Well, then I would like to move to adopt our evaluation instrument for the annual evaluation of the superintendent.
I'll second the motion.
Tony?
Mrs. Cesares?
Yes.
Mr. Cornell?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Serres?
Yes. And Tony, that'll take us to number four, executive session.
Yes, the time is now 6:28 p.m. and the meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code, Section 551074, to conduct a formative assessment of the superintendent.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.